to get on the line. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All righty, we're back. And as we were breaking for our break, I was about to talk about a place that I found on I-20. I was going to visit my brother and sister in Dallas, and boy, I was getting hungry. And I was on that strip of I-20. I don't know if you've ever driven down I-20, mm-hmm. but there's like this stretch there for hours you're driving, and there's nothing, just mm-hmm. flat nothing. And you think of Louisiana, you know, you think of bayous and sugar cane fields. Well, this is, you know, North Louisiana, and there is flat, and there's nothing, no mm-hmm. forest. No, it's not even farmland. It's just nothing. it's bushes. Something bushes growing out in these fields. But I needed some gas, and I was hungry, and I pulled over in Start, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. Start, Louisiana, and pulled in there, and it's a gas station. They didn't even have their ceiling over their kitchen area completely covered, you know, with tile or whatever you're supposed yeah. to have. But I'm going to tell you, that hamburger was killer. Mm. It was so good. And I love hamburgers, and I love my buns toasted on a flat grill. Mm-hmm. And they had a butter wheel, and they took that butter wheel, and they took that bun, they rubbed it across that butter wheel top and bottom, and toasted it, and put my hamburger in my chilled lettuce and my chilled tomato, mm-hmm. and the cheese is melting. I got bacon on it, and those things are so. It's like the it marries the juices from the hamburger meat and mm-hmm. the bun. You know, it just marries together and just so delicious. And I've stopped there several times. Years later, I've gone stop by there. I'll save up. and not eat anything, just so I can be hungry and get there and try that. But I've had a few surprises locally, many surprises locally. And I don't know, I haven't eaten there in a while, but the Greers in Fairhope, their deli in the Fairhope yes. Market, they used to have the best fried chicken.
Oh, yeah.
That fried Definitely. Chicken was phenomenal. And I'm thinking, they ought to close the store down and just turn into a fried chicken place. It was so good. And then I was in Van Cleve, Mississippi, and I went to Greer's there. And they do fried pickles and fried Ooh. Green tomatoes on a stick.
Ooh.
On a stick. So you can eat them while you're driving down uh-huh. the road. My God, those things were good.
I love fried green tomatoes.
And they're just phenomenal. And flavored, the flavoring was there. You know, it just wasn't cornmeal or flour and a little salt and pepper. It had nice flavoring to it. Mm-hmm. And you'll think about it, and you'll tell your spouse when you get home that night about it. You know, man, I had these today. And then they want to go.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, just places like that. And Daniel popped up something here on our text lines, and there's shacks all over Pritchard like that. Well, Shack, you know, there's some cool places in Pritchard, believe it or not, in the 8 Mile area. What's the restaurant?
Mary's?
Well, you got Mary's Southern Kitchen over on Spring Hill, mm-hmm. but you got Cozy Brown's in 8 Mile yes. there. You go to that place, you're going to stand in line for a little while. Let's yes. just go through the buffet. And mm-hmm. same thing with Mary's. You want some good soul food? Those are the two places to go to.
It's worth the wait.
It really is. But see, they like putting bones in all their vegetables and stuff, and that's fine. So I learned I had to be careful when I just can't dig into it.
Yeah.
You got to watch them bones, but that's where the flavor comes.
Got stirred up.
Well, yeah.
You'll find the bones.
I'm not wanting any bones.
But that's where but flavor comes
that's
from.
That's where the flavor comes from. You're absolutely right. And I like some of the Jamaican restaurants we've had around town. I've eaten at one in Mobile. And, yeah, they throw the part of the animal carcass in the when they're cooking the vegetables. And
no waste.
Getting that flavor, yeah. Like goat, there's a lot of good meat around the head of a goat. I know it's Sunday morning. Y'all probably eat brunch, but. I'm sorry.
But it's true. It's very good. Very flavorful.
Yeah, yeah. It is. And all cultures, most cultures around the world, they eat every part of the animal.
Right.
And if you look hard enough in your meat case at the grocery stores, you'll see oxtail. Cow tail. A lot of good meat there. And my buddy Richie Gambino at Pizzeria Delfina, he had a restaurant in Fairhope at one time, and he introduced me to bone marrow.
Mm.
And that was good. Mm-hmm. That was really good. I never thought about eating. Most of it, you just throw it in the garbage, you know.
Right.
But he didn't. You serve a dish and charge money for it.
Right. Well, my grandmother was like that. You know, mm-hmm. She lived through the Depression, and you use every bit of food. And if you don't eat it, mm-hmm. It comes back up the next day. So you better go ahead and eat it.
Yeah, that's true. You're going to have it again. If you want something to see different tomorrow, you better eat this today.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of Richie, you was talking about chicken and dumplings. One day I posted, it was kind of dreary and wet outside and cold, and I was craving dumplings. And this is before Richie had Delfina. There was another restaurant there.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, he made chicken and dumplings, and he put a message on Facebook, you know, hey, Mike, I got your chicken and dumplings over here. And I went, and those were delicious. I mean, what he did, he rolled them out like pasta.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I just rolled it out like pasta, and they were thinner.
Yeah.
His dumplings. I can't stand those big old clumpy, floury, you bite into it and a puff of powder comes out of your mouth.
Right, it's not fully cooked.
Yeah, it's not fully cooked. They get too thick.
Right.
And some people make them too thick. But, yeah, those things were phenomenal, the way he made them. And I guess I need to, you just get hankerings and cravings.
Oh,
that's
yes.
What you want. Like, I've been on fried fish and grits lately. And I'll eat everywhere I go. Same thing for a week. But anyway, any place else you can think
of? See. And it's called San Leon, Texas. It's mm-hmm. near Kema in Texas, close to Galveston.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place over there called La Brista. And they do a whole breakfast buffet. It's a Mexican restaurant and authentic. And they even had a great queso tomatillo dipping sauce that I was just addicted to. And mm-hmm. I kept asking, are you sure you don't bottle this? I would love to take some home.
Yeah.
But they didn't do it. But they made great street tacos
mm-hmm.
And the tamales. Oh, I love tamales. And theirs was perfect. And it was a family restaurant. And their grandmother would get the whole family together
right.
and make them, you know, once a week
right.
for the restaurant. And it was a whole family affair, this restaurant. And, like, they would turn around and put all of their profits back in and build little spots. You could sit in the restaurant. One's like a restaurant. One's like an outdoor little area. And then they built, like, a stage. And you can sit and listen to, like, mariachi bands.
Cool.
That's neat. It was right out there past Kema in mm-hmm. Texas.
I hadn't been out in Texas in a while, and I do want to go because I want to go to the wine country. Incredible wine country.
Oh, really?
In Texas, yes. They make some really phenomenal wines. You get out in the hills, and, you know, they don't have the humidity there. They have heat.
Right.
They don't have the humidity like we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's perfect for, you get those warm, hot days, warm, too hot days,
mm-hmm.
and then you get the cold nights with low to no humidity.
Yeah.
And because humidity is what kills grapes on the grapevine. That's mm-hmm. why we only have muscadine, scuppernons here in the South, because the berries are separated more on the bunch instead of up against each other.
Yeah. Because
they start rotting on the inside if there's too much humidity.
Yeah.
And fungus starts. And in some countries, that's a desirable thing called noble rot. But that's when the grapes have been sitting there on the vines for a while and turning raisiny. But all that turns into phenomenal dessert wines.
Mm-hmm.
And but you can't do that here. Here, it's too much heat, too much humidity. But, yeah, they're great wine. But, you know, Stu's being the food guy. He knows where all the great Mexican and Asian restaurants are around this town. And I try to remember, but I don't have as much time on my hand like he does. He can go kayaking and hiking up in the mountains for a weekend. I don't have time for that. I work too much. But anyway.
He's been making me want a kayak.
Well, I've always wanted one. I want one I get that I can fish out of.
Yeah.
I'd love to go, start reeling in, buying some tackle and going fishing in the causeway or something, as long as there's no alligators around. And I want to get one that's maybe has a tandem on the side, just in case it gets tipped over. I don't want to be somebody's meal.
Freak out seeing an alligator start to run and you just flip.
Hey, I don't bother them. I try not to bother them. Balance of nature. So 343-0106, if you have a place you'd like to tell us about. Come on, John from Fisher River. Where you at, buddy?
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Alrighty, we're back, and hey, while we were off the air there for a little bit on break, trying to pay bills, Leanna was telling me about her fiance. They have beehives, and they're going to be making some mead.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had mead before, but maybe wasn't my son loved mead.
Yeah.
And but what I've had, maybe it just wasn't made well. I don't know. I judged a home winemaker's competition once.
Mm-hmm.
And the mead was one of the categories. And it just, I don't know, maybe it just wasn't my cup of tea. But the fact y'all have beehives. And how many hives does he have?
Or three.
Three, okay.
Like three little boxes with the pull-out.
Yeah. Does he have the suit and everything?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, wow.
I don't go and help. I'm too sweet. Okay. They'll come after me.
Okay, that might be another flavor. Might be another flavor. I heard Phil laughing in there. but probably dark, though. A stout. But a lot of people don't know this, too.
Mm-hmm.
The Admiral Sims downtown, or what's called the Admiral now, they have beehives on their roof.
I've heard that. I wasn't sure if it was true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they still have them.
Yeah.
But they did for a long time, and they made their own honey there at the hotel.
Nice. I love fresh honey. It's good for you.
It's good for you.
Especially for allergies.
Absolutely, because we're coming up on the cough and cold season.
Mm-hmm.
And for some, it's already here. Ain't that right, Steve? And so, and I was in pharmaceutical sales once, cough and cold, as a matter of fact. And Bill has, Finch has talked to me and told me in length many a times and explained about allergens and pollen and all that.
You know,
saying the reason flowers are pretty colors is because the pollen's too heavy for the air to pick it up and the wind to pick it up and blow it around. So that's why I had the insects, the bees and the butterflies and all do the work. Whereas what's airborne in the air is like ragweed and stuff like pine pollen, stuff like that.
Right.
It's lighter. And and it made total sense to me because it went with what I learned in pharmaceutical school with cough and cold. But honey is made from allergens and pollen being that, and the majority of one. And so when you go, you just can't go to the grocery store and buy some sous vide honey off the shelf, some national brand. You need to buy honey that's made at least within 50 miles of where you live.
Right.
And work in. And because that's the bees' work area. And and those are the allergens that we breathe in or you breathe in that you're most common with, your body's most in tune with. So always get honey that's made within 50 miles of where you live.
And,
and that way, too, you're supporting local honey makers.
Exactly.
And you're supporting local. Mm-hmm. So, but does he compete in mead competitions?
I don't think he has. His brother works at a distillery up in Huntsville,
mm-hmm.
Straight to Ale.
Oh.
And I know he makes meads as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he sells them, but he gives them to us. We have a couple of bottles we brought down when we went up to visit a couple of weekends ago. Mm-hmm. But he does compete with his liquors, like his vodka and absinthe and his rums.
Oh, wow.
That he makes.
Oh, wow. You know, 20 plus years ago, I was going to start a distillery. Because
mm-hmm.
I'd seen where the boutique distillery, mom and pop boutique distilleries, were an up and coming thing. And at one time, there was only less than 100 in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of a new thing happening. And now there's thousands of them. And I kind of waited too long.
Yeah.
I was having to work for a living, and I did not get my hobby going quick enough. Now there's probably a dozen or more here in Alabama now, and
yeah.
One being Seth Detling's place over in Atmore. He does a true Alabama bourbon,
ooh.
And we've had Seth on the show before. And but if you go to the ABC store, folks, Detling bourbon, and he also has big Escambia rum
mm-hmm.
that he does. And he's got a great operation over there, and he's been saying, you need to come by and see what it looks like now, you know, and I
yeah.
haven't been able to go because I have to work.
Yeah.
So,
I think some of Cade's vodka is sold at ABC down here.
Oh, cool.
That's
awesome. I mean, see, you know, you look, and I'm thinking, we had this flux of brew pubs
mm-hmm.
2 decades ago. And they kind of, some of them faded away, and, you know, people, okay. Well, it doesn't taste like Bud Light, you know, or Michelob Ultra. So so they quit going those places. They don't understand that crafted beers were brewed to go with what meals are being served there. So now you got all these breweries, okay? Got a lot of breweries now. They're popping up everywhere.
Yes.
But people seem to really be supporting them still.
Mm-hmm.
And I live right by Braided River downtown.
Okay, yeah.
And then I live by Iron Hand.
Mm-hmm.
That's a brew pub. Great food. And I love his Hefeweizen. He does a great Hefeweizen.
Ooh, yum.
And then one of my favorite Hefeweizens is from Opelika up there. What's the name of that brewery? I'll think of it. But they do a great Hefeweizen up there. At one time, it was probably better than any German I've ever had at one time. But I do love going to the beer garden, Lotto Beer Garden, and
yes.
they'll have 3 or 4 Hefeweizens on tap. So
I've never tried them there. I didn't even realize they had that.
Well, they come and go. You know, they have to change. They have to change up their menu by what's available, and
mm-hmm.
then sometimes the brewery just and because they're coming from overseas, they may run into issues of getting them here, especially since the COVID
yeah.
stuff. But I love it. You like Hefeweizens?
Yes.
Okay. So I love them all.
I haven't tried too many, but when we were in Colorado, we found a couple
yeah.
that I really liked.
Mm-hmm.
The up in Estes Park where the Stanley or Overlook Hotel is.
Mm-hmm.
That we stopped at a brewery there,
yeah.
Estes Park Brewery, and had a Hefeweizen.
I'm going to tell you, if you hadn't had it yet, go down to Lodi.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably go out to one on College Hill.
Right.
And get the Wiener Schnitzel. And
uh-huh.
They got the warm German potato salad.
Yes, I've had the...
Oh, my God. And Hefeweizen?
That's making me hungry.
That's good. That stuff's good. That stuff is good. I need one. I'm hungry now. Yeah. So.
And y'all had talked about Bob's Downtown Diner
mm-hmm.
so much. So me and Trace had to go down there and eat.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, wow. Their breakfast was awesome. Corned beef.
Yeah.
I had the corned beef and
yeah.
mash. Ugh.
Well, see, I get it. When I order that, I do it. I order it dry. Not, you know, not the way they normally do it.
Uh-huh.
But I have to have it drier.
Okay. I'm going to have to order it that way. I like it. I liked it the way I had it.
Mm-hmm.
But with the egg, I kind of lost the egg in there.
Love the egg.
Mm-hmm.
I've had fish and grits there 3 times in the last week and a half. Because the fish is delicious. It's a big piece of fish.
Uh-huh.
And it's delicious.
I'm going to have to try that next.
And the grits. And he's got his own cheese on there, too, on the grits. And they're good. I had it yesterday morning, as a matter of fact. Sure did.
Well, they are definitely at the right spot at the corner of...
Fat and Happy.
Mm-hmm.
Peace, love, and bacon grease. Ain't that right, Tony?
Excellent love and bacon grease.
Yeah, yeah. Tony does a bang-up job there. And, you know, they struggle to get through the COVID stuff like everybody. And now the hurricanes and all that.
Right.
But they're I guarantee you go there starting at 10:30 today through 2 o'clock, they're going to be there's a waiting list.
Wow.
And see, I used to like it when I could just walk up and sit down at a table. But I'm sure he likes it better when he's got a line of people.
Yeah. Well, when we showed up, it was really early on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And the restaurant was full, but we went and sat outside. It was a pretty day, and it had been raining. So it was perfect. We just had to dry the chairs off and sit and enjoy the pretty day.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a great place to go.
This is the best weather right now.
Oh, yes.
Out there.
Just get a little bit cooler.
Yeah, it's getting in there. This week's getting dropping.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
And so is my fiancé. He's wanting to go camping.
Do you know it's only 40 days to Christmas?
Oh.
40 days to Christmas.
And what we're a week and a half from Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
It's just... It's like when football season gets here, even though we hadn't really had much of a football season.
Right.
Speak of. Not one to enjoy, but like when football season gets here, we wait all year for football. And then all of a sudden, boom, here's Thanksgiving, Alabama, Auburn game, national championship, Super Bowl, it's over.
Yep.
And then you got to sit there and struggle through everything else till the next year.
I know, and we're probably not going to have any kind of Mardi Gras. From the sounds of it.
It's looking that way. And people I've talked to, a lot of the ladies' organizations are not going to parade.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some that have said, yeah, we're going to party. We're going to do it. We're going to make it happen.
Yeah. I talked to someone the other night. They're having a meeting this week to discuss whether they're going to go forward with it.
Yeah. And I think I thought I heard on the news, too, that Mayor Simpson and the mayor of New Orleans have been talking and sharing ideas of how to make it happen. Because, you know, our hotels and all that depend on this.
Yes.
The restaurants downtown, the bars depend on this. Mm-hmm. This is their Christmas.
Yeah.
This is their New Year's.
When I worked for Uber, this is where I got a lot of money to do extra things through the year.
Yeah, yeah. And in especially in New Orleans. So,
speaking of,
all right, got one last segment, folks. 343-0106. Give us a call or text us.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
So, welcome back to the Sip and Chew Show with Mike and Leanna.
And my name don't match.
And we can hear Phil every now and then laughing through the door. So anyway, we've learned some things today. We learned there's some great little places that are off the beaten path, and some of them are right down the middle of the beaten path that have some things that you just would never expect when you go there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Russo's, when Russo's was downtown, it was a seafood restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Great seafood restaurant, great family, love them all. I think Georgia is the only one that's in the business now with her catering, and she's doing a bang up job with her catering business. And great people. She brought the best of Russo's with her that were still working, able to work, and just doing a bang up job over there at Georgia Russo's catering. But I used to go to Russo's to order the ribeye.
Oh, really?
Yep. And when Carl worked in the kitchen, he did it Greek black. He did a blackened style Greek ribeye.
Ooh.
Greek blackened, something like that. It was off the charts. It was phenomenal. Phenomenal. Wow. And it had that, just the right amount of marbling in it to get that fatty, drippy, elixir of flavor, you know, delicious flavor.
I like their spanakopita.
Oh, yeah?
That was so good. It was addictive.
I can see. I can see that. But, you never go into a seafood restaurant and get a ribeye. Well, I did. And I did, and it was there. And it's just like at Roy, you know, you go to Butch Cassidy, you get a hamburger. Okay, that's fine. I go there to eat their seafood. His crab claws and oysters and shrimp are off the charts as well.
I've never tried seafood.
It's the flavor. And everything's big. The crab claws are big. Mm-hmm. And the flavoring, the batter, whatever he's using, I think it's got something addictive in it. And it makes you want more and more. Along with his, here we go. The mistake wings.
Mistake wings,
yes. That's the most popular wings there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not on the menu.
Oh.
You have to know about it.
Okay, because I was going to say I've never heard of those.
Mm. Yeah. They're fine. And it takes a little longer, I think, to make those. It's a little more process to it.
Mm-hmm.
But they are addictive. Mm-hmm. They really are. So we've been talking about addictive foods all morning.
Well, it's such a comfort. You know, some of these are so rich and you come across them just sparingly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Once you get a bite of it, you want more and go back and, you know, you're out of season.
I'll do that. You know, but also one day I may pick up a box of Hamburger Helper, beef stroganoff.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I do that, but I add a lot of stuff to mine.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a friend of mine on Facebook was doing Hamburger Helper the other day, and I said, hey, I'm not laughing at you because I'll do it. Mm-hmm. I'll get this craving for the stroganoff. But
yeah,
I add a few
things
to it. I'll add sour cream to it and some other things to really thicken it up.
Yeah, I'll throw some mushrooms in there.
Some shrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And it just turns it up.
Yeah, kick it up. Kick it up. But, well, folks, where y'all at? Y'all awake out there? Anywho, I tell you, see, I do that too with wine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'll get stuck on a wine. I'll try something. Like Merlot. Merlot is coming back. It's making a big comeback. But it's out of Washington State where I'm finding the best Merlot at right now, short of Bordeaux, France. But the Merlots coming out of Washington State are juicy. They're like biting into a blackberry. You know, you bite into a blackberry and you get that burst of pop that it pops in your mouth between your teeth and it feels like they're so berry like and so juicy you feel like you got a seed stuck in your tooth.
Yeah,
that's how good the Merlots are coming out of Washington State now. You know, I wish I talked more about wine on this show. It is a food and wine show, but I don't talk about it like I should.
Yeah,
just because I'll get on a roll and I'll just keep rolling and rolling. But I did talk about going to Texas. I want to go to Texas and spend several days in the wine country there because it's close by. And I would love to go to Virginia. Virginia is the fifth largest wine producing state in the nation now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they've been selling juice to some of the big boys for a long time now, Chardonnay and Sauvignon Blanc and the basic Chablis grapes. And they've been buying them because they just want juice, you know, for their generic Chardonnays and their generic cabs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Virginia's, it's rolling hills, and it's a lot of microclimates over there. And not a whole lot of humidity. It's a good, because of the cool valleys, it's a good area.
Mm-hmm.
And they can do the, sun in the morning, sun in the evening side of the hills, and which causes ripeness and richness in the berries. And people think too that you got to have rich soil to grow wines. And there's another reason. You got all those mountains and hills. Grapes like stress. They want stress. In Graves, France, the soil is gravel, just pure gravel. And if you dig down deep enough, you're going to hit clay. Now, clay holds moisture.
Mm-hmm.
And then beyond the clay is limestone. And that's where all your minerals are at.
Mm-hmm.
It's down in that limestone. So that's why they call it Graves, because of gravel. Graves, France, or the Graves region of Bordeaux. So you get that almost flinty on the white wines. You get that, like, striking two rocks together, that smell,
mm-hmm.
you know, that flinty smell. You get that in the white grapes. But you get that rich minerality from the limestone. And then, like I said, the clay is holding the moisture in. And those roots, the more you go to Portugal, there are grapevines growing through cracks in the rocks and on mountainsides. And it's very terraced, real steep
mm-hmm.
in Portugal and some areas of Germany. And they're pulling that, and they're thriving to get to that limestone and get that minerality.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not coming from rich black soil, you know, like we have around here. It's thriving to get to that limestone and get through that granite or whatever it's going through to get that that type of what's the word I'm looking for? But I mean, that's where the flavor comes from. And here's the other thing. Oregon is one place. God, you go to Oregon and you can smell in the air mm-hmm. what you taste. And that you do in Bordeaux and a bunch of those areas. They do a lot of almond and hazelnuts in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
But and they'll describe the wines out there having a nutty flavor or aroma to them or scent to them. Well, they're not getting it from cross-pollination of the plants or anything. It's coming from the soil. The flavor of the flavor of the food, the flavor of the wine, it comes from the soil in that region.
Yeah.
And that's why in France and other places like that, Italy, they drink the wine that's grown and produced in that area only, and eat the food that's grown in that area
mm-hmm.
and grown during that time period. While it's in season, and you know, men harvest it at that time of year, and they go through what they, you know, and you can grow a lot of things year round here.
Yeah,
you can't know. But folks, thank you for listening to Sunny. Stu, get well, get on back here, buddy. Missed you. Thank you, Leanna. Appreciate
thank you.
Your help.
Thank you for having me on.
I had a good time. I want some mead and some honey. Folks, get out there, support local, be local, buy local. Tip extra hard, and servers earn your tips. Provolone. This is juice. Uh-oh, uh-oh.